Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of the ERP Strategies and Solutions podcast series. In this series, we'll join ERP specialists, business owners, industry insiders, and others to explore the business benefits of ERP. Now, here's your host, Chris Carroll.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of ERP Strategies and Solutions. I'm your host, Chris Carroll, and today we're going to be talking about lessons learned from ERP lawsuits. Now, for years, Panorama has been depended on by top legal teams in the country to provide independent, expert research, analysis, and testimony for the biggest ERP failure lawsuits ever to hit the docket. Today's podcast covers some of the most important lessons that Panorama has learned about ERP implementation failures from their expert witness work. And today I'm going to be speaking with Eric Kimberling, Managing Partner of Panorama Consulting Solutions and an expert in all things ERP, including the key factors behind ERP failure and the best ways to avoid going to trial in the first place. Eric, welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here.
Hi, thanks, Chris.
You bet. Well, let's dive right into this. First of all, tell me, how common are ERP lawsuits and ERP failures?
Well, it depends on what you mean by failure. Everyone has a different definition of failure. And ERP failure rates are high, and most projects take more time and money than expected. In fact, in our 2012 ERP report and in our 2013 ERP report, which just came out last week, it shows that nearly half or over half of all ERP implementations fail to deliver at least half of the expected business benefits. That number was right at 50% last year, but this year in the 2013 ERP report, it's closer to 60%. So 60% of organizations are failing to realize at least half of the business benefits they expected.
Wow.
And recently, there's been an increase in ERP lawsuits and an increase in demand for our ERP consultants to recover projects or provide expert analysis and testimony. But we haven't found any meaningful correlation between vendor and rate of failure. So in other words, no one vendor is more prone to a failure than other than another. So it doesn't matter if you're implementing SAP or Oracle or a Tier 2 ERP solution, your chances of success or failure are going to be pretty comparable. And it's far more dependent on project planning, misaligned expectations, lack of focus on business process reengineering, and organizational change management. Some of those critical success factors are going to be the more likely driver of how likely an organization's project is to lead to a failure or to a lawsuit.
I see. So are you saying that the software then is never at fault?
Well, I wouldn't say it's never to blame, but typically, no, you wouldn't blame the software.
Okay.
There are times where it is the case, but usually it's just a matter of misuse or misimplementation of the software.
Right.
So, for example, you might have software that doesn't fit with the organization's particular business, or the organization's relying too much on the software to define its business processes rather than defining what business processes and unique sources of competitive advantage that it needs as an organization. And in our experience, it is truly rare to see software determine the success or failure of an ERP implementation. Usually it's related to some of the more intangible human or business process issues that we talked about just a second ago.
Right. So, well, what would you say then are some common missteps that organizations can make during ERP implementation that might lead to ERP failure?
Well, there's a few of them that we've identified in our experience and research. One is not investing enough time in the software evaluation and selection process,
mm-hmm.
or finding the wrong software to begin with. So if you start with the wrong software and it's a mismatch for your operations and for your organization, that's going to make success that much more difficult.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
There's also things up front during the initial planning stages that can create problems too. One is not reading or fully comprehending the contracts with ERP vendors and having kind of misaligned expectations up front early in the process. A lot of times companies don't really understand what they're getting themselves into contractually or from a resource and staffing and complexity perspective as it relates to an implementation. So having clear expectations and clear understanding up front is critical.
Right.
Also things like not defining and testing business requirements and workflows. That's another common challenge that we see. Organizational change management, we talked about a little bit a few minutes ago,
mm-hmm.
but that's another common challenge, and just not having the right focus on communications and training, the organizational readiness, the organizational design, and business process management is key as well. Not having defined your business processes adequately up front will typically lead to some sort of challenge, if not failure.
Mm-hmm.
And then just two others that I'll point out real quickly, and a lot of this detail you can find in our various blogs and webinars and other content on our website. But two that kind of stand out that are worth noting here is one is executive sponsorship. And that's a key component of any successful ERP project. And most of the projects that fail or whenever we're involved with lawsuits, we typically see some challenge or problem with executive sponsorship.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing I'll mention here for today related to that question is customization. Companies that over-customize are typically going to have more challenges with their implementation than the one that have either no customization or more of a moderate or little customization. So those are just a few things that kind of stand out as patterns or trends we've seen in some of the failures we've been asked to either recover or serve as expert witnesses for.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know, folks, you're listening to ERP Strategies and Solutions, and joining us here is Eric Kimberling with Panorama Consulting Solutions. We're talking about a very interesting topic of lessons that Eric and Panorama have learned over their years of experience about ERP lawsuits. We've got a few more questions for Eric coming back in just a moment. Stick around.
Not sure which direction to go with your ERP initiative? Having trouble getting your ERP implementation completed on time without compromising tangible benefits?
Panorama Consulting Solutions is an independent ERP consulting firm focused on ERP software selection, implementation, and organizational change management.
So whether you're about to select your ERP software, need help with implementation, or need to get more out of your existing ERP software, Panorama can help your organization reduce its ERP cost and risk while optimizing business benefits. In fact, compared to the average organization, Panorama's clients implement their ERP solutions at less than 50% of the cost and in 10% less time. Some of Panorama's clients include Samsonite, Kodak, Coldwater Creek, Maxon Lift, and Ashcroft Incorporated.
Call Panorama at 720-515-1377. That's 720-515-1377.
Or visit us on the web at www.panorama-consulting.com.
Welcome back to ERP Strategies and Solutions. We're speaking with Eric Kimberling today with Panorama Consulting Solutions. He's an expert in all things ERP, and we're speaking with him today about the lessons that they've learned over the years from ERP lawsuits. Now, Eric, given your work in public cases and cases that never even go to trial, I'm sure you and the team at Panorama have seen a lot of stuff. Give us an example, if you would, of a particularly successful expert witness evaluation.
That's a great question, and it's hard to pull out just one example. But when people think of expert witness engagements or any type of legal action, I think they imagine what's on TV as far as there being a trial and
right.
Taking the witness stand and having to answer to a judge and that sort of thing. And that certainly is where some lawsuits head, but the reality is most ERP lawsuits and just lawsuits in general, for that matter, end up settling well before you get to the court date. So a lot of the work we do is kind of behind the scenes, and it's meant to help one side force a settlement or negotiate some type of settlement before it gets to trial. And one in particular that was a recent client of ours was a state government here in the U.S. that hired us to analyze the feasibility of a lawsuit against the government selection and implementation partner. They had a failed implementation that just went south very quickly. Mm. They felt as though their system integrator didn't do the things they should have done.
Right.
So they had a number of problems. They had project delays, staffing issues. They spent way too much money for way too little business benefit. And at the end of the day, they still didn't have the software up and running after multiple years of trying to get it implemented.
Mm.
So we went in and did an analysis of the situation, kind of a forensic analysis of what happened, what went wrong, whose fault was it. And we wrote a report that basically concluded that legal action was worth pursuing. And we compiled a detailed analysis that helped the client recover millions of dollars in consulting fees and lost business benefits. They ultimately ended up settling, but they were able to, as a result of that analysis, recoup some of that investment and lost business benefit at the end of the day.
Right. So tell us, what methodology does Panorama use when you're engaging in expert witness work?
Well, it's interesting because we use a very similar methodology for expert witness work as we do for project recovery.
Okay.
So when we're hired for either situation, whether it's just helping fix a troubled project or with expert witness, we're using a methodology called the perfect assessment methodology.
Hmm.
And that focuses on the analysis of the project documentation, looking at the different aspects of everything ranging from project plans to executive sponsorship, the level of organizational change management, the training and communications, the business process design, basically everything that goes into making a successful implementation. We take those best practices and assess through those lenses of how the client or how the implementing organization addressed their implementation. And that's a way for us to look at, you know, where are the gaps, where are the deficiencies, and ultimately, you know, who's at fault or what should be done differently for the project going forward. And we take an independent, objective approach to all of our research and rely on our extensive implementation experience to help clients build a strong legal case. So we perform a comprehensive audit of all the case documents to help determine who's liable, and then we develop an analysis and argument for the legal team and help them craft a strategy. So it's kind of a hybrid. It's taking that project assessment approach that we use for project recovery and then adding kind of a legal spin or a legal slant to it.
Well, it sounds like a lot of work, but it also sounds like fascinating work. Sounds very
interesting. It's very interesting. It's one of the areas that I focus on now as I've evolved in my career, and I certainly enjoy doing it.
Well, Eric, where can our listeners find out more about what we've been talking today?
Well, there's a lot you can find on our website. If you go to panorama-consulting.com, you can find on-demand webinars in our resource center, along with blogs, expert witness service offerings for SAP, Oracle, Microsoft, EpiCore, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And we'll also have a forthcoming webinar on the schedule for, it's called Confessions of an SAP Expert Witness. And that's a webinar we've run once already, and we'll be running here again shortly. So you can look for that on the schedule as well.
Okay.
That's another good resource.
Well, it's been very interesting talking with you about this topic today, Eric, and I want to thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. It's been a pleasure.
You bet. Now, everyone, once again, we've been speaking with Eric Kimberling, Managing Partner of Panorama Consulting Solutions. We thank him for joining us, as always, giving us a lot of great information. Also, remember, if you have any questions about the things that we've covered here today or on any of our other podcasts, check out Panorama's website at panorama-consulting.com. That's panorama-consulting.com. You've been listening to ERP Strategies and Solutions. I'm Chris Carroll. Thank you again, everyone, for joining us, and we'll talk to you next time.
Register for our free weekly ERP webcast series, download white papers, or read our ERP research on our website.
Call Panorama at 720-515-1377.
Email us at info@panorama-consulting.com or visit us on the web at panorama-consulting.com. And be sure to subscribe to this podcast series for more ERP strategies and solutions.